This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. And then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Jesus said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We lost God. Mary and Joseph look at each other and look in their group of relatives and say, "Where is our son?" And Mary, at least, who has known these things, and Joseph too, for an angel came to both of them, know that they didn't just lose any old child, but the Son of God, born for them, come into the world incarnate in flesh. As we look today at their search for this missing God, I can't help but think of the words that I shared on Christmas Eve just a few days ago about those moments when God is silent. Thinking about silent Jesus sleeping quietly and those moments in our lives where we just want God to speak and those moments when we just desire a little bit of quiet. It's a question for us in our lives of faith today, these moments of absence of God in our lives. Silence, and today in our reading, just plain missing. Jesus is missing. Jesus has been lost. Mary and Joseph, looking through the relatives, looking through the crowd of travelers that had gone up together, look for their son. And as I imagine their search, I go to my own searches that happen all the time when I'm out with my children. My 6-year-old and my 2-year-old, just yesterday we went over to an indoor playground to play. And the place was a madhouse. There were kids all over the place running and jumping and playing. And easily enough, my kids got mixed into the mess. And I could see, for those moments, the fear on my daughter's face when she was about 10 feet away from me and had lost sight of me and had decided she wasn't as brave as she thought she was. And she turned to look back, looking for me, searching the crowd. And I remember the feeling of those moments when I lost sight of her, knowing that look of fear on her own face, how afraid she must be in that moment. or worried about my son, who is sometimes braver than he should be at 6 years old. And then I remember that Mary and Joseph, they didn't lose a 2-year-old. They didn't lose a 6-year-old. They're not that bad of parents. It was a 12-year-old. It's not so bad. And more understandable, if we're to be honest. Jesus was indeed, at this point, a full-on tweenager. He was full of his own ideas, full of precociousness, like some of the tweenagers in our own congregation that I get to be with on Wednesday nights for our youth group. Jesus is there full of his own plans. And full of himself in this moment, thinking perhaps he too is a little older than he really is, he hangs back while his parents go on. And as they travel a full day, they look around for him. They've missed him. They have to return the next day to go and find him. They travel again a full day back. And then there in Jerusalem, in this grand city with all these people from all over the place coming and visiting and doing so many things, they search for him for another 3 days. We're at 5 days total now, almost a whole week that Jesus has been missing. And they search for him all over. They're looking everywhere for this boy. They look everywhere, probably, that a boy would probably go. I mean, where would you go if you were 12 and set loose in the city? What would you do with that kind of freedom? This Christmas, my son was introduced to Home Alone for the first time. And he was enraptured by this movie. He looked at this child who's living out the fantasy of some children. What can I do with freedom when my parents don't have to tell me what to do anymore? And so, as he thinks that he's made his family disappear, he goes to town, jumping on the beds, eating ice cream and popcorn and candy as much as he wants, going in his older brother's room, trying out all the fun things that he was always told not to, shooting the BB gun, watching the scary adult movies. Where would Jesus go? Would he go to the market? Would he go to shop and to look at the new things for sale? Certainly, a number of 12-year-olds might end up there. Maybe they went there first. Would Jesus go to the garrison, to the wall, where the soldiers are? Would he want to look at the men in armor that are there to protect the city? Would he be fascinated by the swords and the gleaming metal? No, he wasn't there either. Would he go to the gardens to play or stroll among the green spaces of the city? For he was a quiet child, perhaps, a contemplative one. No, he's not there either. Finally, after searching and searching, they find him in the temple. And he's been taken care of. He's doing just fine. And here they find him again. On Christmas Eve, I remarked that our faith these days is a lot more like the faith of Mary and Joseph in these early years of Jesus' life than it is the disciples. Sometimes it feels God is absent. God is silent. And we maybe resonate more with the search for God, searching in every nook and cranny, anxiously looking and hoping, than the trust that the disciples had of Jesus always there. A God who could speak. A God who could answer questions. As we celebrate this Christmas season, I'm reminded of the words of the 17th century German mystic and physician and poet and priest, Angelus Silesius, who said, "If Christ were born in Bethlehem 1,000 times, and not in thee thyself, then art thou lost eternally." If Christ were born in Bethlehem 1,000 times, and not in you yourself, then you are eternally lost. The message of Christmas is not a story about something that happened a long, long time ago. It's a promise for something happening in this very moment right now. A promise that Jesus Christ is again yet to be born in you, to live out through you, to be found in you. And so let us search for Jesus within ourselves and search out God in our world. And I think the search of Mary and Joseph can be helpful for us in this. And I think it gives us four different things that help us look for Jesus. First thing to notice about Mary and Joseph's search for this absent God that you might endeavor yourself to, if you feel God being absent or distant or far away in your own life. The first thing to notice is that they had to spend some time looking. They looked. They traveled. They realized they were missing him. They traveled back. They looked. 5 total days, which is an eternity when you're a parent looking for your child. This was not an easy, quick answer. They did not find God the first place they looked. They had to keep looking. And so in our own faith, we need to learn from the faith of Mary and Joseph, who continue to look and put aside the messages of our culture that tell us that if we're not instantly gratified, then we're doing it wrong. That this work of faith is slow work, and it takes persistence, and it takes time. The second thing to notice about Mary and Joseph's search for Jesus is that they have to retrace their steps. They have to go back to where they had God before. And in our own lives, that can be fruitful too. Retracing our steps, going back to those moments that we've had in the past where God has been present for us. God has moved in us. God has spoken to us, or we have felt that presence, that warm glow around our hearts, or that shining light in the world. And to go back there to reconnect with it. For we all have those moments in our past, those moments when God has spoken to us, tugged us forward. Each of you has those moments of God's presence in your life. I know it, because otherwise you wouldn't be here this morning. Those moments, those places of God's moving in your life have brought you here again to this worship, to hope and find that God might move again. The third thing to notice is that they go to the temple, and that's eventually where they find him. That seems pretty straightforward. If you want to look for God, where do you go? You go to the church. You go to the religious place. But for us, this is a thing that we often forget about. I don't know how many times I have talked with people who have complained or bemoaned the fact that God feels so distant in their life. And I ask a question, what's your prayer life been like? I go, well, I don't really pray. The work of our faith, the simple, almost forgettable practices, the easily overlooked things, going and spending time with God in prayer, going to the book of Scripture and just spending some time reading, worshiping and coming to the table for communion. These acts are indeed, in the language of our Lutheran faith, means of grace. They are the ways that God works grace into our lives, and we can depend on them. And so if we seek out God, there are worse places to look than these simple practices of faith. And then the fourth thing to notice is that when they do find God, when they do find Jesus, He's there, asking questions and listening for the answers. And we ought to remember, too, that Jesus Himself was growing in this self-knowledge of who He was. He wasn't just born with all the answers and all the omnipotence and all the omnipresence of God. He was born in human form and had to grow into Himself in this knowledge of Himself. It would be uncovered much later for Him in a moment of baptism when John the Baptist baptized Him in water and the heavens split open and God spoke to Jesus directly. But for long years before that, and for these long days here where Jesus is eagerly asking questions, He too is on a search. Search for Himself, for the God in Him. And He's spending time asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. And then listening for the answers. The promise of Christmas is that Christ may be born yet again in you. And I pray that in this new year you will know the freedom and the power and the faith and the hope and the love that comes from Jesus Christ, burning, glowing, warming your own heart, and growing in you. Amen.